Spinal cord stimulation offers hope for diabetic neuropathy. Mega Doctor News by Myra Rye, Wake Forest University School of Medicine. Newswise, Winston-Salem, NC. A multi-center randomized clinical trial led by researchers from the Pain Outcomes Lab at Wake Forest University School of Medicine found that high-frequency spinal cord stimulation significantly reduced pain and improved sensory function in people with treatment-resistant painful diabetic neuropathy. Researchers also observed early evidence of increased density of small nerve fibers in the skin, although more research is needed to understand their significance and whether they persist. The findings were published in Diabetes Care. Diabetic neuropathy is a common complication of diabetes that can cause chronic pain, numbness, and loss of feeling, particularly in the feet and legs. As nerve damage progresses, people may experience balance problems, foot ulcers, and an increased risk of amputation. Available treatments primarily manage symptoms and do not reliably restore sensation or reverse established nerve damage. How spinal cord stimulation works. The Painful Diabetic Neuropathy, PDN, sensory study evaluated 10 kHz spinal cord stimulation, which involves surgically implanting thin leads near the spinal cord and a small pulse generator under the skin. The device sends mild electrical pulses that alter how pain signals travel to the brain without producing the tingling sensation associated with some older spinal cord stimulation systems. People with painful diabetic neuropathy often continue to struggle despite medications and other treatments, said Robert W. Hurley, MD, PhD, corresponding author and professor of pain medicine and anesthesiology at Wake Forest University School of Medicine. Many participants experienced substantial pain relief and improved sensory function, changes that may help them navigate daily activities more safely and comfortably. Significant improvements in pain and sensation. The trial enrolled 91 adults with diabetes and chronic, treatment-resistant painful diabetic neuropathy at 13 centers across the United States. Participants were randomly assigned to receive either conventional medical management alone or spinal cord stimulation plus conventional medical management. Over 6 months, researchers evaluated pain, sensory function, sleep, quality of life, and other outcomes. Sensory testing and nerve fiber measurements from skin biopsies were assessed by researchers who did not know which treatment participants received. Using a conservative analysis that accounted for missing outcomes, 79.4% of participants who underwent temporary spinal cord stimulation achieved at least a 50% reduction in lower limb pain, compared with 4% of participants receiving conventional medical management. Among those who received a permanent implant and completed 6-month follow-up, 93.1% achieved at least a 50% reduction in pain. The study also met its key sensory endpoint. Among participants who completed 6-month follow-up, 55.2% of those receiving spinal cord stimulation experienced meaningful improvement in their ability to detect touch, temperature, vibration, and body position, compared with 25% of those receiving conventional medical management. Participants receiving spinal cord stimulation also reported improvements in sleep and quality of life. Early evidence of changes in nerve fibers. Skin biopsies showed an average 56% increase in small nerve fiber density in the lower calf among participants receiving spinal cord stimulation, while no significant change was observed in the conventional treatment group. The study was not designed to determine whether nerve fibers regenerated or whether the therapy alters the underlying progression of diabetic neuropathy. Pain relief was expected based on previous research, but the objective improvements in sensory measures and nerve fiber density were particularly encouraging, Hurley said. These findings suggest there may be effects beyond symptom control, although we need longer follow-up to determine whether the changes persist and what they mean for patients. Study limitations and next steps. The researchers noted that participants knew which treatment they received, which may have influenced patient-reported outcomes, although the clinicians who collected patient data and assessed outcomes were blinded to treatment assignment. The trial was also stopped early after meeting its effectiveness criteria, which can make a treatment effect appear larger. In addition, participants primarily had severe, treatment-resistant neuropathy, so the findings may not apply to people with milder disease. Participants will be followed for 12 months to determine whether the improvements in sensation and nerve fiber density persist. Future studies will investigate the biological mechanisms that may underlie these changes. Hurley served as principal investigator alongside co-investigators Janice Patel, MD, and Daniel Bintram, MD, both assistant professors of pain and anesthesiology at Wake Forest University School of Medicine. The study was funded by Nevro Corp, manufacturer of the spinal cord stimulation system evaluated in the trial. Hurley's disclosed relationship with Nevro was limited to institutional research funding for this study. He also reported funding from the National Institutes of Health. Other authors reported financial relationships with Nevro. About Wake Forest University School of Medicine. Wake Forest University School of Medicine is the academic core of Charlotte, North Carolina-based Advocate Health and a recognized leader in experiential medical education and groundbreaking research. It directs the education of nearly 1,900 students and fellows, including physicians, basic scientists, and allied clinical professionals. The School of Medicine also strategically investigates opportunities that will expand basic and clinical research, resulting in nationally and internationally recognized excellence in biomedical research. The school has two campuses, each co-located with leading-edge innovation districts, The Pearl, in Charlotte, and Innovation Quarter, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. These affiliated life sciences innovation districts focus on advancing healthcare through new medical technologies and biomedical discovery. About Advocate Health. Headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, Advocate Health is the third largest nonprofit integrated health system in the United States. A preeminent academic health system at the forefront of clinical excellence, innovation, and research, it delivers care under the names Advocate Healthcare in Illinois, Atrium Health in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Alabama, and Aurora Healthcare in Wisconsin and Michigan, and Wake Forest University School of Medicine is its academic core. Nationally recognized for expertise in heart and vascular, neurosciences, oncology, pediatrics, and rehabilitation, Advocate Health is also a pioneer in the delivery of virtual healthcare. It is accelerating discovery by making research participation part of the standard of care through its one-of-a-kind National Center for Clinical Trials, plus two affiliated life sciences-focused innovation districts and one of the nation's largest graduate medical education programs. With more than 165,000 teammates serving patients at 69 hospitals and over 1,000 care locations across 8 states, Advocate Health reinvests over $6 billion each year to improve community health, making it one of the nation's largest providers of community benefit.